Welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Braden, D-Mace, and the Constable taking up until 10 o'clock. The big finish coming up at 9:45. Right now, we welcome in Preds TV analyst Chris Mason. C-Mace, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's going on, guys? I just when you said the Constable there, it just made me laugh at that thread we had going the other day about the nickname and all the etiquette and all that kind of stuff.
You know what's funny about that too is, you know, the evolution of the Constable. I think of all the people that do enjoy it, I think Chris Mason likes it the most.
Oh my God, I love it. It cracks me up.
Do you like the nickname better than Chase McCabe himself? Actually, that's the question.
Well, it is. It's and then you know, and then on top of it, like I'm loving like the motivational tweets too. Like today, if you had a bad Monday, it's not too early because you could start anew. And oh, it just. This gets me fired up. I'm like, man, I'm going to get this day going right here, the Constable.
Hey, I'm just waiting for Lavi to invite me in for the pregame speech.
I was going to say, Mace, the way the Preds played yesterday, they might have been reading McCabe's Constable Twitter account yesterday because that was a desperately needed performance. Pecorine stands on his head for most of the game, but the rest of the team seemed to play with a different vibe yesterday, and it showed.
I think it did. I think the first period, the Avs came out flying. They just, you know, they're coming off a 7-1 win. They just lit up the Kings. So obviously their confidence is high in that. And Pekka was awesome in the first period. Made a ton of good saves on their top guys and really gave the guys a chance to get their legs under them and get going. And then I thought the second half of the game, lately, I don't know if I'd say the Preds have been too opportunistic other than that Washington game last week at home, but this game they were. I thought they did a good job of really kind of flipping the script. I think a lot of teams have got opportunities on the Preds on transition, waiting for them to be aggressive and then going back the other way and getting chances. And I thought the Preds did a really good job of defending after the first period and then going back and getting offense that way. And then they scored on their opportunities. And then the third period was just a perfect textbook way how to shut down a team when you got the lead. They got nothing. You know, and then that they kept that big line off the score sheet. So, all in all, it was a really good, really solid game in terms of just everybody contributing. Pekka doing his thing in the first, letting the guys get going, and then once they did, I thought they played the game they had to.
Mace, let's talk a little bit about Peter Laviolette. He got career win 600 yesterday. He downplayed it. He said all the politically correct things. You know, great players, great coaching staffs, multiple organizations he's been a part of. But Chris Mason, Peter Laviolette wins 600. You fill in the blank. What does it mean to you? Tell me what you think about that.
Well, I know what he's saying because, you know, at any player or coach, then they get a personal. I mean, you know, 600 is a number. I think it's something when has time to sit back and reflect on how big that number is in terms of the 20th coach in the history of the game, only the second American. I mean, that's a historical figure that he just accomplished. But he's such a focused guy. He's such a deflector of praise and all those types of things. But the thing that with Laviolette that I've really, you know, since working with the team and being around him and his family, you know, it's not, and I don't know if is D-Mace there too?
He is here. Right,
yeah.
Here.
When you talk to other players, you know, and that's when you get the real scoop on the coach. You ask about, hey, what's this guy like, and these guys that I played with, guys that I'm, you know, getting to know now that are on the team, they genuinely love Peter Laviolette. They're just in awe at his ability to motivate them. It's not an easy thing when you're with somebody for 4 years straight, and every day you have to come in and you've got to motivate the same group of guys, and you have to have a different message, and you can't do the same thing over and over again, and you got to know when to come in hard, and you got to know when to back off. And they all just say they've never seen anything like it. So I just have the utmost respect for him in that regard of being able to bring the best out of the players, and he's just an awesome guy all around, and he's got an amazing wife and family, so I can see why he gets the success, has had the success that he has.
But does a lot of that also entails you have to have that veteran leadership or that one guy or two guys in the locker room that can help relay that message when maybe, just maybe, the coach tends to, I mean, you've been in it for, you were in it for a long time, and not all nights that coaches, regardless of what he says, he's going to get the best out of you, because it goes in one ear and out the other. It's kind of like your kids. But if, you know, you have someone else within a locker room, one of those veteran guys that kind of relays that message to you, you tend to receive it a little bit different. So is it very important that they have that veteran, one or two guys that can relay that message when Lavi is it, you know, coming in and screaming a yellow or giving that, you know, inspirational speech?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is one of the most important things to, as a coach, to get the trust and build that strong relationship with your leadership group, you know, however many guys that are part of that or your captains or so when you come in and as a coach and you're going to, you know, you can't be everybody's best friend. You got to say things, obviously, that are going to maybe hurt some feelings and, you know, rub people the wrong way or whatever. You're trying to, you know, get the message across, whatever it may be. But when that coach walks out of the locker room, the strength inside that locker room, you need those guys to step up. And you know, when he walks out, they have Lavi's back. You know, they're reinforcing that message and the whole philosophy of the team. And you know, that's how you get, I think, you get the most. And the Nashville, I think, has done that for many years, is they've got the best out of the groups that they've had. And I think, you know, just the way that these guys talk about Peter Laviolette, there's definitely that element to it, of the leaders, you know, supporting him because of, you know, the trust and the way that he's handled all these players, including them in the process, having conversations with them, including them in some decisions, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of things. He just built such strong relationships with his leadership core that they do exactly that. When he walks out of that room, they got his back, and that message is what they all believe. So I just think it's such an amazing ability to, you know, to be able to have that effectiveness after, you know, so many years.
Mace, real quickly, I know this team has been very inconsistent, some of that due to injuries, some of that just due to inconsistency over the last month or so. They go on a hot streak, they go on a cold streak. They performed very well yesterday in a critical situation on the road in the division. Now they take on Vegas before the break. How important is it? I know it's just one game, but how important is it to have that good taste in your mouth, that good vibe, two good games going into a break? Does it have any impact on how you play coming out of the break at all?
Well, I think it does. You know, there is a long break, but I just think, you know, the way it has gone, like you said, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster here lately, and starting to get the guys back healthy, and then, you know, you have a couple clunkers at home. But I think after, you know, to be able to build on that last game, which I was worried about, to be honest, I'm sure a lot of people were, just the way the last two home games went, and you don't have Ryan Johansson, you're going up against you know, the Colorado team that's very capable of putting a beating on somebody if you're not ready to go. And I think if they could follow this up with another good game, that's a great way to go in the break, and you come out feeling, you know, you come back, maybe get a couple bodies. I don't know if Salamaki or Turris exactly how close they are, but you know, obviously more time, you're getting closer. I think that would be a great way to start that unofficial second half of the season.
Mace, good stuff. I know you're a big fan of the Constable, so I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Coming up soon, we're going to be launching a Constable cardio circuit. So if I know you're big on the road. You want to stay in shape. Life's tough right now. So we'll clue you in on the program, and we'll tip you off to it.
It's the McCabe makeover, Chris.
Yeah, I hope there's like lots of motivational stuff. That's where I just you know, he's just in deep thought, and then he comes out with these. They just get me going. I just love it.
So here's the real story. The McCabe makeover 2019. Derek Mace and we'll take him to get dressed and then take him out to dinner in like a fancy place in the Gulch. I'm going to get him dressed one night, take him out to East Nashville. Nick's going to get him dressed one night, and we'll see how well he does.
Wow, I love this. This is a great idea. Sign me up. I'll
part of
a subscriber already.
You can have a night too, Mason. If you want to get him dressed up in how you see fit and then take him out, you can be a part of this.
There you go.
That'd be awesome.
I'm in.
And part of the workout is going to be bag chucking.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, upper body's a big thing. Good stuff, Mace. We appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You got it. Chris Mason, the Constable's number one fan, joining us here on Morning Drive. All right, when we come back, it's time for the big finish on ESPN 102.5 A Game.